Sampo and welcome to Hello from Bhutan. I am Nam Gizam. As you know, this season we are bringing videos along with the podcast. So for the second episode, we're here standing in the grounds of Imtiaz with the very famous jalebi shop behind me. As you know, many of us frequent this place for our cravings for samosa as well as jalebis, and the shop is aptly named too, the jalebi shop. We're going to go inside the kitchen and see what they're cooking today. Anurapa Sen is going to be taking us through the process and introducing us to the chefs inside, and then we'll be eating a little bit of the jalebi shop food as well. So stay tuned. Jalebi shop. This is this little place like a gazebo. We can sit here. And here with me, I have Anurupa Sen. She is the wife of the OC here, Det Thimpo, right?
Right.
And she's been overseeing things at the wet canteen, the jalebi shop, right? I'm so happy to have you speaking to me today and to have met you.
It's my pleasure, Ms. Sen.
The pleasure is mine too. I mean, we've had a little bit of conversation on food already, but she has so much to share. Anurupa has so much to share with us and with you who's watching us. And also listening to us. A lot of people, I mean, you were there before 10 a.m., right? We're just getting a tour of the kitchen and all of that. But so you opened at 9 a.m., is it? The jalebi shop?
We open it a little early. Mm. It's around 8 o'clock. Mm. So all the prepping is done the night before. The dough, the masalas, the choles, and everything is prepared the night before so that we can just begin the shop in the morning. Mr. Kalia and Mr. Rao to prepare the food and everything, the jalebis, the bhaturas, the samosas and everything. And paratrooper Ajay, he oversees everything. So everything is in place by 8 o'clock in the morning. And then the chefs, as well as paratrooper Ajay, he breaks for breakfast. They need sometimes a little bit of break before commencing opening up the shop. So that gives them a little bit time to unwind before and gets refreshed for business.
Before the police come in and don't even give them time to breathe. Yeah. I mean, just a little bit of what we caught also. I mean, he barely has time. He's rushing
right
in between the counter and then the kitchen.
Right.
Even the two chefs, it was interesting to see that you have a Bhutanese chef and an Indian chef.
So we have a lot of people working, a lot of Bhutanese here working at the Det. So Mr. Kalia was very interested in working with a jalebi shop, and he actually has a knack to pick things up very, very fast, and he's a very, very hardworking person. And it's very warm to see how open he is to learn new things. And Mr. Orao, who's coming from Jaigaon, he as well, he's trying to mentor him in a way so that he can ease him into the process of making something which is a little new and different than what we get here otherwise. So at first we thought that it might not be a good balance, but the way they work towards one to ensure that the quality, the taste is constant every day, it's really, really encouraging to invest in something of that kind. And it's a very unique combination, but it is working so well for us.
And I was very impressed to see the level of hygiene in your kitchen.
So so us ladies, we take care of everything that revolves around quality, and from procuring the ingredients, that all that is, however, done by the officers, where their work finishes, our work begins. So like I said, paratrooper Ajay, he ensures that everything is in place for them to start, you know, the preparations. Each one of them, even when they're preparing the dough or the batter for the jalebi, they have to wear gloves, they have to wear a cap, they have to have their sleeves rolled up, and the gloves have to be at a certain till a certain length. And before and after, everything is done, everything is swept clean and mopped. And otherwise, you know, the containers are again cleaned and nothing is reused, like you've seen the footfall. So we're very fortunate that, you know, it's being embraced more by every other Bhutanese is here for it. So it's really nice to see how they have embraced the food here, the street food of India.
Ma'am Anuraga told me that you don't reuse oil, right? And a lot of shops in Thimphu and a lot of restaurants, yeah. I think it's common practice that you reuse your oil for, yeah. I think, to be able to be more financially, what would I say, smart, but not healthy, right? So yes. I thought that was really nice.
So from the very beginning, it has been our endeavor to focus, to have all our focus, because it's food. It's something that's bringing people together. So you won't want to have anything that jeopardizes that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you use reused oil, there's a slight tinge of bitterness, and that hampers the entire
food experience.
Experience, you know.
Right.
And that is something that we did not want. We would not want that.
Mm-hmm.
So from the batter to the oil, to we have no leftovers by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is carried forward the next day. So everything is done from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why they wake up very early in the morning to prep everything and have everything in place. We have a very, very stringent system to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing pretty good, I think.
I can imagine you don't have anything to take to the next day, because I've been here, I think I got my chola bhatura on the second attempt.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I came in, they're like, oh, we've run out, sorry. It was around 12 noon, I think. And our camera person here, DJ, he's also a big fan of chola bhatura. He's saying, she's come here 3 times, you've been unsuccessful, right? So I mean, what's your most successful? I know the chola bhatura sells out like hotcake, but like chola bhatura, but what is like your most popular item, man?
It's the jalebis.
Hence the name, the jalebis. Yeah. But I imagine everything must be selling out,
yes,
right?
We sell about 22 to 25 kilos of jalebis every
wow.
day. And they're finger licking good.
Yeah, I'm like, must track all these people who come here and check their diabetes. Test them for diabetes. What about chola bhatura and samosa? Would you know, like an approximate of how much you're selling every day? How much you're preparing?
Around 100 plates
wow.
every day. Yes.
For both. And samosas
also. Samosas
right?
Around 50 samosas
right.
every day. Right. Yes.
It's been consistent. I mean, while I was here in Bhutan, I think I was here in junior high school, I remember coming here for the jalebi and the samosas.
Right.
And it forms such a core memory, both the Dantakwan canteen as well as the jalebi shop. The jalebi shop wasn't called the jalebi shop, we just called it the Imtran canteen. Yeah, now it's like fancy, the shop, right? It's being renovated. If you're watching this, you will see a lot of the renovation. If you're listening to us, I don't think I can do justice to how creatively put together it is, how well put together it is. What is your favorite food here? What do you like to eat?
Oh, chole bhature is and accompanied with jalebis.
You have a sweet tooth.
Yes.
A lot of the Indian foods that we eat has become such a staple in the Bhutanese diet that a lot of Bhutanese actually do not make that distinction, you know. They don't say, oh, this is Indian food, this is Bhutanese. Like in my home, we have dal twice a week, and now the use of garam masala. Everybody's like, chicken masala, right? You're making chicken, like Bhutanese, our main spice is the chili. I think you have experienced that already.
Yeah.
But now when you're making chicken at home, you're like, oh, where's the masala, right? And this is not Bhutanese at all, and I think it doesn't occur to a lot of people. It doesn't strike us that, oh, you know, this is actually an Indian influence. But yeah, food does bring people together. And you arrived here a couple of months ago. We've been here, I mean, I have so many of us, including my camera people, have grown up here, and this is such a, is it a monthly part of your diet, DJ?
Yeah.
I think a lot of these is like weekly. You come here, like you're saying, and I'm really shocked that you sell this many jalebis per day. So I'm just like, wow, but these also have a sweet tooth.
Yes.
We actually don't have desserts in the Bhutanese diet.
Okay.
So Bhutanese staple, we don't have a lot of sweet things unless you go to the southern parts of Bhutan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really amazed that we've acquired this.
The taste.
Sweet,
Also,
you were mentioning how this the jalebi shop is part of this welfare, right? Would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
So the army has several welfare initiatives. So for the troops. So we wanted something that where the men and the boys could come, unwind. And when while we were thinking about what can be that factor that can bring them, draw them rather, to a place where they can at least, you know, look forward to meeting. And there are just two things that come to my mind when that brings people, continents together. That's food and music. So that's how it began. That's how the jalebi shop, the concept of the jalebi shop began, because jalebi, samosas, kachoris, these you get at every nook and cranny in India. Every other small shop will be selling it. So it's very accessible and it is something that people relate to. It brings back memories, you know, right from children to adults. Everyone loves them. So we wanted something that is very simple, easy to make, and yet it can be relished. Mm-hmm. So that became one factor, and it was a place where people just could sit back, you know, bond over food, and that's how it began. But it was a very small setup initially. A couple of years ago, it was brought down, and we felt that, you know, it requires a place where people can sit and dine, talk, spend time, you know, people can lounge and have some good quality time with their family, friends. And a lot of Bhutanese had already, you know, made this place very, very famous. And it is so good to see that it's been accepted so well.
Mm.
So the higher ups identified that and they said that, you know, it is about time that we make this place a place where people can come, meet, bond, and share, you know, memories. Like you said, that, you know, this will bring back a lot of memories when we show them people from, you know, who had been visiting the earlier establishment. They would probably relate better to this place. So yes, we then renovated the entire place.
I remember after the renovation happened, when I first heard, I was like, wow! When I stepped into the door, because it was so small before, right? And not really places to, you didn't have places to sit, unless, of course, you wanted to sit outside. So it's definitely, I would say this is a glow up of the Imtran canteen to the jalebi shop. And this is something you would want to explore. This definitely is, I think, the experience at the jalebi shop as well as the Dum Dum canteen.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, I think, for many Bhutanese, the first taste of foreign food. I think in the past, when you hadn't really opened up to the world, this really was the only foreign food in Bhutan, you know? Okay. And I think a lot of these keep coming back because not only is it accessible, centrally located, okay, but also that food is so affordable here, right?
I hope you enjoyed this gastronomic journey. It's always wonderful to eat chole bhature here at the jalebi shop and the jalebi and the samosas as well. I think one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast on food at the Dum Dum canteen and the Imtran canteen or the jalebi shop as it is now known is to really share, I think, my love for Indian food and also, I think, basically bring all of us together. I think a lot of us as Bhutanese, our first taste of foreign food would really have been Indian food. It's become so much a part of our lives that we no longer make this distinction and say, oh, that's Indian and this is Bhutanese. Like, we come here for samosa and jalebis like as if it's our food. And I hope that you enjoy it and you can manage to join and share this joy for food. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening to Hello from Bhutan.